Now on to those six letters to the evening news. First of all, Rob Slater of Hockering asks, what's unattractive with wind turbines? As he writes, I will never understand why some people have such a dim view of wind turbines. They reliably generate over 40% of our electricity. So clearly a lack of wind is not a problem. And, as for the effect on the landscape, I think they are beautiful, with their sensual wings of white steel combing through the sapphire sky. I'd rather look at them than the belching cooling towers of a coal-fired power station any day.
Regular correspondent Steve Mackinder of Denver complains about lawless cyclists on our roads. I'm sure there are many reasons why green townie councillors imagine there's a need to spend £20 a head to improve the cycling experience in Norfolk. But frankly, we all know they're only seeing it from an urban, Norwich-centric perspective. Green councillors have described current cycling schemes as half-baked, but while a large proportion of the current cycling community seems to be unable to observe the very basics of the highway code and prefer to weave along dark streets and rural roads without lights, helmets, visibility aids, or even comprehension that we drive on the left in the UK, it seems foolhardy to promote more of these antics, especially when we rural dwellers aren't likely to see any benefits. My journey to work at 5:30 a.m. encounters an entire subculture of barely conscious, half-baked individuals cycling to work on various wobbly bone shakers who are clearly seeking oblivion until such a time as our sleepy constabulary cracks down on this dangerous and growing phenomenon. I can't see any good reason to further encourage this lawless two-wheeled cohort.
Some hospitals will not take back walking and other aids once issued to patients. Dawn Gibson congratulates those which will. It was pleasing to read on the EDP of the 1st of February about the scheme that the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn have for reuse and recycling of walking aids and the saving of £36,000. I know a lot of people have been frustrated in attempting to return crutches, frames, etc., only to be told we do not want them back. What a waste of useful equipment, apart from the cost incurred in producing same. I'm aware that sterilisation of these aids is necessary before reissuing, but surely cheaper than scrapping. Would it not be an idea if drop-off points were set up in local towns or other venues where these aids can then be collected and taken on to the hospital? You often find from reading criminal reports that the offenders are given so many hours community work. Could this not be utilised in helping with this scheme in one form or other?
Noisy busking is the source of complaint from Richard Gaskin of Norwich. My recent visit to Norwich for shopping and a few minutes relaxation in the excellent Hay Hill Gardens was spoilt by a busker playing close by. This busker was playing an instrument accompanied by a recorded background at an unacceptably high volume. Do we have to put up with this?
A letter in praise of the plantation garden in Earlham Road comes from Janet Jordan of Helsdon. With reference to the recent article about the plantation gardens in the late 1970s, I worked for a dental practice on Unthank Road, whose rear garden bordered the plantation garden. When my children were off school, they would sometimes go with me to work. To pass the time, they would climb over the dividing wall and explore. They would return with tales of hidden footpaths, overgrown steps, and a dilapidated fountain, which I often dismissed as the product of their wild imaginations. It was only when my employer confirmed the garden's existence, and later as I saw its restoration unfold, that I realised they'd been telling the truth all along. Recently, I had the pleasure of walking through the plantation garden myself, finally experiencing the beauty and mystery my children had once described to me.
Finally, a celebration from Peter Firmin of East Harling of successful Norfolk tennis player Alfie Hewitt. What a superstar Norfolk has in Alfie Hewitt. He's won numerous Grand Slam events, Paralympic medals, and also doubles with his partner. Andy Murray was knighted for his achievements, quite rightly. So isn't it time that Alfie was also to become Sir Alfie? After all, his medal count far outshines that of Sir Andy Murray.